It's Sunday, April the 27th, and you're listening to the Shropshire Star's Sunday Supplement. Over the next few minutes, we'll be taking a look back at some of the big stories and talking points from the past week, as well as giving you a sneak preview of some of next week's headlines. Tomorrow is a special day for the county's rail campaigners, who will be on the platform shortly after 6 a.m. to celebrate the return of Shropshire's direct train service to London. Now, I was on the very last direct service from Shropshire to London before it was axed back in 1992, and it certainly feels like a lifetime ago to me. So it's no wonder that the new Wrexham and Shropshire service to Marylebone, which calls at stations such as Gaboin, Shrewsbury and Telford, has been welcomed with open arms. The proof of the pudding, though, will now be in the eating. This is the time when all those people who groaned about the service being axed 16 years ago must put their money where their mouth is. Use it or lose it. The first train leaves Shrewsbury at 6:25 in the morning, arriving in London just before 10, and Shropshire Star reporter Rebecca Lawrence will be on board to bring us her first-hand account. Talking of transport, Shropshire is coming for particular praise for its rural road network, which has been described in a survey as the most exciting in Britain. The Fun Roads Index had particular praise for the A488 between Shrewsbury and Bishop's Castle and the B4364, which links Ludlow to Bridge North over the Brown Clee. Shropshire Star feature writer Ben Bentley set off to investigate, boosting his fun factor with a pit stop at a roadside cafe in Craven Arms.
You don't need to drive like a boy racer to enjoy a drive on Shropshire roads these days. And today, while Lewis Hamilton's herring around a Grand Prix circuit in Barcelona, the Fun Roads Index says that the county has some of the most exciting roads in Britain to drive. The route includes the A488 from Shrewsbury down to Bishop's Castle, then onto the A489 weaving down to Craven Arms, joining up with the A49 down through Ludlow to link up with the B4364 from Ludlow up to Bridge North. Highlights of the route include winding through Hope Valley, which is on the A488, which is kind of like a little bit like driving on Shropshire's own Amalfi Coast, only without the sea, but with the sort of steep sides, and you can almost, if you're not careful, you can fall completely down the valley. So you need to be really have your wits about you there. And also the ride between Wheat Hill and Burwarton on the last leg up to Bridge North. I mean, this stretch really kept you on your toes with hairpin bends and blind bends. And some bends even have mirrors on them, so you need to sort of almost look into the mirror to see around the corner to see whether anything's coming at you or something's coming around you. So you really do need to keep your wits about you. The point of the Fun Roads Index, I think, is that, I mean, these days driving can be very stressful, and getting from A to B on sort of main roads, the main roads and motorways, can leave you really drained and emotionally frayed. And the idea of just going out for a sort of drive out these days is kind of beyond the pale. But this really is a real fun route to drive, and you don't have to drive fast at all. And another point of the Fun Roads Index, I think, is that modern motoring has taken the skill out of driving completely. You just switch on your sat nav and set the car on autopilot and somehow magically arrive at your destination. This route really is a reminder of how proper driving used to be. And by the end of the route recommended by the Fun Roads Index, it had taken me 2 hours to cover just 55 miles, which is hardly hairing it at Lewis Hamilton standards, but by the same token, real fun drive to take.
That's the Shropshire Star feature writer Ben Bentley. Now, Telford United was once one of the most feared and famous names in non-league football. Until, that is, ambitious chairman Andy Shaw overstretched himself, the club went bust, and it was booted out of the conference. This week could see the new AFC Telford United take one giant step to reclaiming its place in the top rung of non-league football. The big night is on Wednesday, when Rob Smith's men play the first leg of their playoff semi-final. If they win this two-legged tie, only a 90-minute shootout stands between them and a return to the non-league big time. And with Shrewsbury Town only having pride left to play for, this is the biggest local football story left of the season. So don't miss the big match build-up, plus a full report, pictures and video coverage in the Shropshire Star over the coming days. Staying with football, but of a different kind, a memorial match is being held at Shrewsbury Town Stadium on Friday night for Ricky Gray. You'll remember that Ricky is the police constable who was shot and killed in the line of duty in May last year, as he tried to help two colleagues who were being held at gunpoint in Castlefields. The match kicks off at 6:45, and all proceeds go to charities nominated by Mr. Gray's widow, Jenny. If you can get along, it's £5 per family or £2 per person pay on the gate. The match is a curtain raiser for a host of bank holiday weekend events across Shropshire. The world's largest falconry fair will take centre stage in Newport over the coming weekend, while in South Shropshire, Ludlow will host its traditional May Fair, and the annual Green Man Festival will be staged in Clun. The list goes on. Blist Hill Museum will host a maypole event, and there are dozens of community fundraisers in other Shropshire towns and villages. Keep your eye on the Shropshire Star over the next few days for full reports and pictures. The environment will be at the top of the agenda in Newport next week, when the town becomes the latest to launch a bid to go plastic bag free. Several other towns have had similar items on their agenda, and in Newport there's a public meeting on Tuesday to gauge local reaction. Down the road in Telford, this year the town is celebrating its 40th anniversary, and there are a host of events lined up to mark the occasion. One of them is a fashion show at Sherwood Square in the town centre, where a special stage and catwalk is being constructed. From May the 5th to the 11th, professional models will be showcasing the latest looks from all the top high street stores, including Zara, House of Fraser, Debenhams, Topshop, Monsoon, Next and Marks & Spencer. For more details about this, make sure you pick up a copy of our four-page fashion show preview in Saturday's Shropshire Star. From Telford Shopping Centre to Shrewsbury Shopping Centre, where the new manager of the Darwin Complex, Nicholas Pitt, will be spelling out his vision for the future of the development this week in an exclusive Shropshire Star interview. To find out what he's got to say, pick up a copy on Wednesday. And finally this week, have you ever wondered about your ancestors from many centuries ago? Who they are, what they did, how they influenced your life? Tracing family history has grown massively in popularity over the past few years, and on Monday, the Shropshire Star launches the first in a five-part series explaining how to go about your search and what to expect from it. The opening chapter is published tomorrow.